Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is me, your host, Laura Khalil, and I'm really excited because today's episode is the first one I'm intentionally recording for you and popping on YouTube. So one of my goals has been to get more episodes of Brave by Design on YouTube. They are very sporadic right now. It is like very haphazard. But yeah, you can now watch this episode on YouTube. I'm actually in the comfort of my bedroom, which is where I record a lot of these solo shows. So I'll pop a link to that in the show notes, but feel free to subscribe to us on YouTube. And yeah, if you'd like to see a little bit of Laura and see all the animation happening on my face, I am a very expressive person, which you know if you've seen me speak at one of my corporate events, but is a little bit harder to convey over audio waves. So, few things I want to mention. The first thing is, it is November 1st. That's when I'm recording this. This is actually I usually record these on the Sundays before they come out. And that means that we have an election in the US coming up this week. So how are we feeling? Are we doing okay? I'm actually going to be working the election polls. I think it's a really important thing to do. I did it back in Michigan's primary in August. I love doing it. I'm excited to be back in November. And it really, you know, we're living in a time, especially in the US, where I find it really hard to feel any sense of pride in our country. And I feel so much civic pride in helping people vote. You have people who come in who are first-time voters, who just became U.S. citizens. They just turned 18. And it's really exciting for them. And to be there with them to share in that is really quite an honor for me. Both of my parents are immigrants, as some of you know. And so I remember I think my mom only became American like 10 years ago or something like that. But the excitement for her of finally being able to go to vote is huge. It's absolutely huge. And I'm excited to take part in it. And I also just want to say briefly, this process, for anyone who knows someone who's like, is this really secure, this voting thing? I've been hearing about voter fraud and all this stuff, people voting multiple times. I'm just going to say this one time. Everything you see at your polling precinct, everything is double checked. And you have people in every single polling precinct from different parties on purpose. Okay, so that we cannot influence the election. And everything that you like, so let's say someone comes in and they hand us their ID and, you know, we scan it in our system and we see that they received an absentee ballot. They may say to us, yeah, I did receive an absentee ballot, but I didn't send it in. Or they could say, oh, I did receive an absentee ballot and I sent it in. Whatever the case is, we have a plan in place for what to do with them. In those cases, they often receive a provisional ballot. They have to sign an affidavit. We check everything. If they did not send in the absentee ballot and are coming in to vote, we invalidate the absentee ballot. If they did send in the absentee ballot, one, they can't vote again. So you have a cutoff. Let's say I don't want to get too much into the details, but the point is, if you insist on voting and you have already voted, let's say, you will receive a provisional ballot that goes into a separate folder that is checked by the clerk in your city. So there's not like people coming in voting 100 times. You know, this stuff doesn't really exist. That exists in the fear mongering of some of our media. So it's a really safe process. It is an exciting process. And I'm going to say this because it was my one mistake in August. If you know someone who's working the polls, or you are aware of, you know, where the polling precinct is in your area, please bring those guys some food and coffee. Okay, that's my personal request, because that was my big mistake in August, was not properly planning my food situation when you're working like 18 hours. So working on that this time. We're not going to make the same mistakes, but really, really think about helping out your polling people. I know that my great friend Erica Owens is doing something called Warm the Line. She's actually bringing knit items to people in line to make sure they stay warm here in our cold Michigan weather. And yeah, I'm just really excited. So I wanted to share that with you. I hope you're feeling okay. I'm pretty fucking excited, guys. And no matter what happens, I am just so glad that we are here 4 years later. I remember after the 2016 election, I will never forget the next morning, 9 a.m., getting on a call with one of my clients to talk marketing strategy. And I don't talk about politics with a lot of my clients. We're there to do business. We're there to get stuff done. But it was like a bomb went off. And it was like, have I woken up in an upside down, topsy-turvy land where everything is the wrong way? So very excited to vote again. And whatever happens as the outcome of this election, I want you to know we are in this together. And I am actually pretty committed to being in this together, even with people I disagree with. Because I think where we get really, really, we get wayward, we get confused, we get angry, we feel despondent and helpless, is to quote unquote other someone and to feel like we can never talk to them, we can never relate to them. So I want to encourage you, if you have people in your life that feel like the other, they don't agree with you on politics, they don't agree with you on anti-racism, or they think it's overblown, they don't agree with you on women in business and gender related issues, they think that's all kind of a thing of the past and we already solved all those problems, I want to encourage you to not, I mean, unless they're really toxic, but sometimes it's family, you know, you can't do anything about it. I want you to encourage you to keep getting to know them. I want you to think about your process of getting to know them, process of developing areas where you do get along with them. And that's a way of actually helping on-ramp someone to our point of view. When we stop othering them and we say, you know what, there are some great areas about this person, I'm going to focus there. And as they get to know me and they get to realize what I'm like and who I am, they're naturally going to become a little more receptive to our ideas. But if we walk into every conversation and I say, I have to be right and you're going to be wrong and this is the way it is, do you think anyone is going to listen to you? No. It doesn't even have to be about politics. You can't walk into any situation with the attitude of I am right. The attitude is, I am so curious as to why they think the way they do. I'm so curious as to what brought them to that point and just learning about them. That's how we begin to build bridges. This is not an overnight conversation. This is not a Facebook rant. This is not popping off on people. This is not clapping back. That stuff doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I'm guilty of doing it myself. So I say it doesn't work and I'm guilty of doing it myself. And I tell you, it does not work. So keep the people in your life that you want to keep in your life. Cut off the people you don't want to have in your life that are just downers or toxic to you and you feel are just dragging you down. And realize there's some people in your life that you love and you are not always going to agree with them. And that is okay. All right? That is okay. And we just every day take one more step towards understanding. We take one more step with empathy, awareness, and understanding and openness towards this beautiful experience we're having. So, all right, that's my election rant. What did I actually want to come and talk to you about today? Well, I wanted to come and talk to you today about coronavirus, about the pandemic. It is the beginning of November, and we're in this for a while. You know, I actually, my personal prediction based on just my feelings, so these are not scientific facts, I think we're in this for another year. Because from what I've heard is that there's not really going to be a great vaccine until fall 2021. So how do we survive winter, especially if you live in a colder climate like I do, where we have to deal with seasonal affective disorder. We have to deal with now being in the house all the time, being separated or not seeing our friends as much. What do we do? How do we move forward? And it's been something I've been thinking a lot, especially as Michigan, where I'm based, has experienced a real surge, a surge that we have not seen in our state before. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I want to really talk to you about strategies for how to deal with this. Some of you may be aware that on my personal Instagram, I've actually started doing what I call a year of joy. And the year of joy is really this. It's really about, yeah, stuff sucks. Yeah, it's hard. No, I'm not loving this. And I am going to make a point today to find something joyful, to embody joy in my life, to experience laughter, to experience that feeling of just my body feeling alive. Okay, that thrill of feeling alive. I'm going to experience it today, and I will be the one to notice it or to give it to myself. And I want you to think about creating that intention for yourself, because you can choose stress and you can also choose joy. One of the hardest things we all have to grapple with are the paradoxes of life, which is that things can be horrible and they can also be hilarious, and they can be terrible and they can also be super joyful. And those are the paradoxes of life. And so as we walk into coronavirus winter 2020-2021, and we're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I really encourage you to find something that makes you joyful. I really encourage you as well to move. I actually just started my daily workout routine, which I have committed to 30 minutes a day of walking or of some sort of video exercise, because it's really, really important for your mental health to physically move. Commit to something. What can you do? You know, just what's right for you. If it's not every day, is it most days of the week? If it's not 30 minutes, what is it for you? Make a commitment to it. Check it off that list. And if you don't check it off every day, that's okay too. Just do what you can. But start putting those strategies in place. Start putting in place, hey, you know what? Friday nights, we're going to do our Zoom happy hours. Or Saturday mornings, I'm going to make sure to Zoom with my parents because it's really fun to see them and catch up. And we're going to have kind of these routines. What helps us as human beings is to have structure. So however you can build that structure into your weeks and months ahead is going to be really, really helpful. And if you are one of those people who is minimizing this and is like, it's fine, I'm going to be fine, I'm not going to get sick, well, listen, I have no advice for you, because this is very serious. And we've known, gosh, close to a dozen people who have died from coronavirus. So if you are someone who is thinking this is overblown by the media, well, you may not die, but you may also infect someone. So I wear a mask out of kindness and respect for others. Okay. And I hope that you do as well. So, yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today. It's funny, as I do Brave by Design, I really continue to think about how to best serve you, what to best share with you. And so I try new things. And so today's episode is a new thing. It's a little bit less structured and a little bit more of me sharing from my life, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see if we like it. And I encourage you as well in whatever your endeavors. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to throw something at the wall and see what sticks. You know, that is really the spice of life. Don't be afraid to try, friends, because it's through making these iterations, it's through trying that we do get better, that we do improve. And every first draft of everything just fucking sucks. So don't worry about it. And just keep moving ahead. So your goals for this week: One, please listen with open-minded curiosity to people who don't disagree with you. Two, vote. Help your poll workers, help your people in line. Three, set up some structures for both physical movement and other things that you can do that are going to help you feel fulfilled over these cold winter months when you're staying at home. Specifically for those of us who are here in colder climates, it's going to be a few months, going to be tough. And let's set up things that aren't just drinking, because I'm really concerned that like we are actually developing a generation of alcoholics, and that's not for the best. So, and fourth, keep trying. Try new things, try new ideas. Nobody cares as much as you do. Okay, people get so caught up. Oh my gosh, what if I make a mistake? Someone's going to notice. They don't care. Just try. Your friends want to see you succeed. And if your friends don't want to see you succeed, you got to get some new friends, my friend. Okay? This is not what life is about. So that is it for today's Monday Mindset episode. I am going to be appearing this Wednesday on Entry Point's show called The Cackle. You can go find that by following Entry Point on Twitter or Facebook. And I'm going to be talking about how to get along with people the day after the election. So if you want to hear a lot more about talking to people you don't agree with and some of my human behavior tricks and tips, I'm going to be sharing those this Wednesday on Entry Point's show, The Cackle. So until then, friends, I am really excited. One more thing, really excited for you to hear this Thursday's episode. We brought back Cheryl Zack, who you may remember on an earlier episode of Brave by Design. We're going to talk all about career pivots. So if you are thinking, wow, we're getting close to the end of 2020, 2021's coming, what the heck's going on? What do I want to do? Cheryl and I talk about that. It's a really great episode. And so remember to subscribe to Brave by Design wherever you are. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rest of your week. Mwah! Bye, everyone.